It's Saturday of the fourth week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. We continue our Roman station pilgrimage. The Collect Church today is Sant'Angelo in Piscibus. I really just like saying Piscibus, so I had to include the Collect Church. It's built into the portico of Octavia in the Jewish quarter. A fish market nearby gave it its nickname. The Roman station is San Nicola in Carcere, St. Nicholas in prison. I have a personal connection with today's station. As a seminarian, I was assigned here for Sunday duties, and later took over a women's Gregorian chant schola. I was also ordained a deacon here by the late Cardinal Paul Augustin Meyer, the holiest man I've ever met. The church is named for St. Nicholas, who was imprisoned during Diocletian's persecutions and was especially venerated by the Greek population of this part of Rome. The title in prison probably refers to a nearby prison known from at least the 8th century. The basilica stands on the remains of three Roman temples on the edge of the ancient Forum Holitorium, the vegetable market. It once had beautiful frescoes until Cardinal Rodrigo Borgia had them whitewashed before becoming the notorious Alexander VI. In a side chapel is an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, or adorned with some of the first gold brought by Spain from the New World. On the 12th of every month, Mass is celebrated here in her honor. The church also preserves a fragment of the cloak of the centurion Longinus, stained with the Lord's blood. St. Gaspar del Bufalo founded the Confraternity of the Precious Blood here in 1808. I'm very happy to have a first-class relic of that great Roman saint. Let's have a talk with Father Patrick Troedek from his book Toward Easter. As the great week approaches, when we celebrate the anniversary of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ and of his redemptive sacrifice, which reconciled us with God and gave us the power to become children of God, the Church, in order to strengthen our faith in the Savior, has us read and meditate on the prophecies which depicted him so far in advance and in so moving a manner. The two sacred texts describe Jesus by using several images. First, he is presented to us as the Good Shepherd who guides us toward green pastures. He is also our source of living water. Next, he is depicted under the aspect of the best of mothers who could never forget her child. Finally, Jesus says himself in the Gospel that he is the light of the world. The teaching by images is clear. Mother, nourishment, water, and light are all that are needed to make life grow. What more could our Lord have done for us than he has done? What could he have given us that we have not received? He willed to become himself our nourishment and our drink. And what pasture more delicious and salutary, more nourishing and fortifying, could he ever have found than that of his body and his blood? What shall we give back to him for all that we have received from him? Never will we be able to give him all that he deserves. Lord Jesus, give me thy love so that with thy grace I may love thee, please thee, and serve thee. I want to become thy loving child, and for that to be so, I promise thee today to make efforts in obeying all that thou commandest me by the voice of my superiors, whether at school or at home. The prayer over the people. Let us pray. Bow your heads to God. O God, who would rather show mercy than anger toward those who hope in you, make us truly sorry for the evil we have done, that we may be worthy of your merciful consolation. O Remus, humiliate capita vestra Deo. Deus, qui sperantibus in te, miserere potius elegis quam irasci, da nobis digni flere mala, quae fecimus, ut tuae consolationis gratiam in venire mereamur, per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.